This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
Right now, The circumstance that you're in right now, can you hear God? Not only can you hear him, but will you listen to what he has to say? You know, we can play around with this all the time. You can come to church and show up to church, but will you listen to the point where you allow him to direct your life? Not only in the area of how you can benefit or how you can grow, will you listen to him in the area of holiness? Give him a tasty cake or something, please. And whatever it takes for you to hear God, amen, and him to hear me, we need to make sure that we take care of that. Can somebody say amen? In our text in 1 Samuel, when we read this text, we often think about dealing with Samuel himself. And today we want to focus on two different people in that text and dealing with Hophni and Phinehas. Hophni and Phinehas, they were the sons of Eli. As you read the book of 1 Samuel, the first two chapters, rather the first chapter and then up to the 11th verse of the second chapter, it's really an introduction of Samuel, who he was and how he got here. But as we enter into the 12th verse of 1 Samuel, it begins by opening 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verse 12. It says, "Now the sons of Eli were the sons of Bethuel and knew not the Lord." Can you imagine, you know, the introduction, the first time that your name is mentioned in a book, the first time that you are mentioned anywhere, that the introduction that you get, that you are the sons of Eli, but you're also the sons of Baal. What did this mean? Well, I looked up in the commentary, and I wanted to see what this meant. And the word to be part of the sons of Baal means that you are without profit, worthlessness, by extension, destruction, wickedness, evil, naughty, ungodly man, just wicked. Wicked. You know, there's a substantial difference between someone who sins against God and someone that is wicked. See, sin, you make some bad choices along the way, and you make some bad decisions. You ask for God's repentance. You ask for forgiveness. And he says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But wickedness says that, you know what? I'm doing whatever I want to do, when I want to do it, as much as I'm big and bad enough to do it, I'm going to do it. And don't care what nobody else think about it. That is wickedness. And you have to understand that there comes a time in your life that you need to turn from wickedness. In Isaiah, he says that if you come unto me and turn from your wicked ways, you turn from your wickedness, then he says, I will abundantly pardon you. But you have to turn from wickedness. But Hophni and Phinehas, they were the sons of Eli. Now, Eli was the high priest there. They were his sons, so they were considered as the servants of the priest. They served in the temple, but they were wicked people. Amen. Now, the Bible only points out two particular sins that they've done, but the fact that they identified them as wicked, that means they continually went against God's principles, continually went against his law, continually went against his will, and they did whatever they wanted to do and whatever they thought they were big and bad enough to do. As we get down to the 15th and 16th verse of the second chapter, it talks about one of the sins that Hophni and Phinehas did. They had treated the sacrifice of the Lord in an ungodly manner. See, the custom during that time is what would happen is that the people would bring their sacrifice to offer it unto the Lord so that the priest could offer it unto the Lord. And what would happen is that the sacrifice would begin to be cooked or to be seen, and then the priest would take a three-pronged hook and dip it in the pot and take out the portion. Whatever the hook caught, that was the portion for the priest. It was a provision that was set forth by God so that the priest could have substance. But this Hophni and Phinehas, they were wicked and ungodly men, and they demanded of the people not to allow the flesh to be cooked, but they said, give it to me raw, for two reasons. One, they were being disobedient to God's plan for the sacrifice, and secondly, they were greedy individuals, and they wanted everything that they could get, and they were willing to take it at whatever cost. And even later on, it says they were even willing to take it by force. They did things outside of God's will But he that committeth fornication, not only are you sinning against God, but you are sinning against your own body. You are destroying yourself and rendering yourself unto that other person. And if you ever hear people talking about they're trying to find themselves, that's because they left themselves in everybody else's bedroom. You have to understand that God requires you to live a life of holiness, but the problem with Paul and Phineas, they violated the office that God had given them in serving the priesthood, and they took advantage of the women at the gate, and they took advantage of the sacrifice that was supposed to be dedicated for offerings as unto the Lord. You can't come into this place and treat this place any kind of way. This is a holy place. This is the sanctuary of the Most High God. When you come through that door, you ought to take that cap off your biscuit and realize that this is a holy place. And we have to reverence this place. You need to watch what you say. You got to watch how you act. You got to make sure that when you come into this place, you ought to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise and be thankful unto Him and bless His name, because the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth at the door to all generations. You got to come in with the joy of the Lord, knowing that He is worthy of the praise. Somebody ought to say amen. But Hophni and Phineas did everything they could to stand outside of the will and word of God. You have to understand today that you can't live a life of wickedness and expect God's mercy to continue to bail you out. There are some ramifications. Eddie Murphy called them the ramifications of life. But the ramifications of your sin and living a life that's outside of the will of God, what it can do is not only take away the purpose and plan that God has for your life, but with every purpose and plan, there's some blessings that are attached to the purpose and plan that God has for your life. There's some things that God has intended for you. They are destined for you. But don't you know that you can blow the things that God has for you? I believe in everlasting life. I believe that once Jesus comes into my heart, I am saved. But in that, even in being saved, there are some blessings right here on earth. Salvation does not begin when I die. And my everlasting life in heaven, there is an abundant life that you can live right now here on earth if you walk in the promises and blessings of God. But in order to access the blessings and promises of God that He has for you, you got to access the purpose and plan that God has for your life. Because lined up in the blessings and the outpouring that God has for your life is the plan and purpose that God has for your life. It's all of, you know, my wife really helps me with this. You know, I cannot understand, because she likes egg whites. She likes egg whites. And you know, it's very difficult to get an egg without the yolk. But she likes egg whites. And we got to work with that thing. We got to crack the egg and kind of balance it out and try to get the yolk out. You can't get the blessings of God without the plan He has for your life. Some of you are trying to get the egg white of the blessing and not get the yolk of the responsibility that comes with the blessing. There's blessings that are intended for your life, but you also got to accept the plan and purpose that He has for you with the responsibility of living right and holy before God. Somebody ought to say amen. I don't believe that everybody is poor because of circumstances, but I do believe that some blessings we missed out on because of our disobedience and standing outside of the will and word of God and the direction and plan that He has for our life. You have tuned God out. You have stepped inside of the zone that there's no reception, but God is asking, can you hear me now? In the condition that your life is in right now, can you hear me? Can you hear what the purpose and plan that I have for your life? You have to understand that when you step outside of God's will and His law, you're stepping out of His plan and purpose, and you wind up having your blessings reallocated to somebody else. You know, there's a song that we often sing in church, and it is partially true. What God has for me is for me. I believe that without a shadow that God has the signs and things for your life, but you can blow them. And God can allow those blessings to be assigned to somebody else. Where's that in the text? Do you remember the story about the 10 talents? gained 5 pounds more. He says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Right, I'm faithful over a few things. Come on up. I'll make you rules over them. And he went to the man and he gave 2 talents to. And he says, what did you do with the talents that I gave you? He says, I have gained 2 talents more. And he says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on up. I'll make you rule over many. But to the man that he gave 1 talent, he says, what did you do with the talent that I gave you? He says, Lord, I know that you are a just servant, and I buried it. I buried it, and therefore I haven't gained anything. He says, you unprofitable servant. I'm taking the talent that was intended for you, and I'm giving it to the man with 10 talents because of the fact that you have been unproductive. You have done everything outside of my will and my word, and therefore you have stepped out of the plan and purpose I have for your life, and I'm taking away the blessings that was intended for your life. Can you hear me now? I don't know how to explain this in a better, but can you hear what God has to say to you today? You have to live a life of holiness. You have to live a life of righteousness. You have to be productive. You have to use the talents that God has given you for the purpose of building your life and the effective work of the kingdom building work of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to say amen. What about who's this man? Who's this man that God is replacing the blessings that were intended for Hophni and Phinehas? You have to understand, the priest line was designated to them because Eli, their father, was the priest, and it was to fall through the bloodline, and Hophni and Phinehas were supposed to be the next priest. But they did everything that was wicked outside of the will of God, but God had another plan. See, there was a woman named Hannah that did not have a baby. She was barren, and she had, there was another wife of Elkanah whose name was... Thank you so much. There was another wife. There was another wife named Peninnah, and Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not have any. And the Bible says that Hannah went before the Lord, and she began to pray. And the scripture says that her mouth moved, but no sound came forth. And Eli took her to be a drunken woman. She said, I have drunk neither wine, nor more strong drink, but I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord. And Eli says, may the Lord God of Israel grant you request that you have made today. She was praying for a son. And the Bible says that she went home to with her husband and named Whoopi. And the Bible says that they came forth and had a son, and they called his name Samuel. And they gave him before Eli the priest, that he might stay before the Lord and worship him all the days of his life. You got to understand that God is preparing somebody right now for the blessings that he intended for you, because you didn't hear what he had to say. And the Bible says that Samuel grew, and the Lord anointed him. And there was one day that Samuel was laying down, and the Lord called him and said, Samuel, Samuel. And then Samuel got up and ran to Eli and said, Eli, did you call me? What did you want? He says, I did not call you. He went down and laid down. 3 times this happened. And he went back the last time, and Eli said, the next time, make sure you say, Lord, thy servant hears. And then Samuel replied to the Lord as Eli instructed. And the Bible says that Samuel was told the things that God had in store for them because of the fact that Hophni and Phinehas had failed God. This is where we come to our text in the 30th verse of the second chapter. In the 30th verse of the second chapter of 2 Samuel, it says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days will come, I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be any old man in thy house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be any old man in thy house forever. Verse 33, and the man of thine, whom I shall cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thine heart, and all the increase of thy house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign to thee, that shall come upon thy 2 sons, Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise up me a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch for him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Can you hear me? I know this might not be the running and jumping and running around the church sermon, but I want to let you know that God has a message for you today. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Is your reception tuned in?
Amen. Thank you.
You have to live a life of holiness and righteousness before him in order to obtain the blessings that God has for you. If you see me running, you see me jumping and shouting, it's because of the fact that God has been good to me.
Amen.
But God, just like he's good to me, he can be good to you. But you have to get connected to his will and tune your life into where you can hear him. And stop listening to everything else that turns you away from him. Can you hear me now? Let's rest on our feet and just thank God for his word today.
Thank you.
I know this is a challenging message. I know it might not be the message that you came for today, but I hope it's a wake-up call for you that you will commit yourself to a life of holiness and righteousness before him. Can you hear me now? I told you before, I told you once before, I told you a long time ago, and I'm telling you again, you've got to live righteousness. Now there's an option for you. Not for me, but me is a little. But God has a word for you today that's found in Acts, the second chapter, and verse 38. It says, repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he's asking you to do right now, is to repent. Some of you have stepped out of his will, out of his way, out of his law. You've done everything that you think you're big and bad enough to do. And yes, God is saying to you today, yes, it's your prerogative. But when the day of judgment shall come, it's going to be my prerogative to send you to hell. He died so you didn't have to be in that condition. But can you hear him now? Repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning,
well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.